Tell us exactly where you were and what the scene was like on Friday night when the attacks began.
Actually, we're about a half an hour walk from the Bataclan, the nightclub where it took place. We were out to dinner. News started to trickle in, and people went on social media, and Twitter went wild, and we were following what was happening. We finished up dinner about midnight, and we made our way home, and that's when we found out exactly what was happening. And so we came home, went to a neighbor's apartment, and we watched on the news what was happening probably, a half a mile or a mile away from our home.
What was that moment like when you realized this was a coordinated series of attacks on your city, that Paris was under attack?
This is unlike anything that any of us have lived before. With the Charlie Hebdo attacks, it was a very targeted attack. It was retribution for what they had published. This attack was something that this is pure terror. They attacked neighborhoods where people go to be in cafes, to be out with their friends, and primarily young people. And they knew what they were going to do. They knew that these places would be full of people. So they wanted to make the general population fearful. And for us, this is terrorism in its purest form.
As we talk here, it's Saturday night now in Paris. There's still a national state of emergency there. Can you describe a bit more about what it's been like to live under these conditions since the attack took place?
I'm sitting here listening to a siren outside as we speak. There have been sirens all day long. We don't believe anything else has happened. We believe that it's come to an end, whatever happened last night. But, you know, we're fine. But we keep thinking of all of the people that have loved ones that were hurt last night at the nightclub or at the cafes, and it's heartbreaking. You know, these are just people like you and I who are out to enjoy a beautiful evening, a Friday evening out, and then this happens. And it wasn't they weren't important people, they were not famous people, it was just folk who were gunned down. This morning, we woke up to a different city. We woke up and the city feels bruised, and we feel something's been taken away from us. We went out later in the day to walk around, and everybody is in the same state of shock. There were fewer people in the streets. Businesses were closed down. Time seems to have stopped a little bit, but this also pushes people to do amazing things. People are giving blood. People are opening up their homes to folks that don't want to venture out, that don't want to try to go home if they live far from the city. We'll find a new normal. Let's say that.
As we're recording this, it's Saturday night in Paris, and you're headed out to eat dinner at a friend's house, I understand.
Yep.
You're choosing to leave your house. You're choosing to go on and do things as you might normally have. What do you think this conversation is going to be like around that dinner table tonight?
We have to do this. We have to go out. We can't. This is exactly what they were trying to instill in us, this kind of fear. We can't stay home and not go to our friends' homes and enjoy their company and then have a great meal. And we will talk around the table about. I don't think we'll talk in depth about this. You know, last night we received so many texts from friends at home in the States and elsewhere. And we answered those texts. And this morning, a lot of those people wrote back to say, how is it? What's this day like? What's the new day like? And we almost don't want to talk again about all of that. We just want to get back to life. We just want to get back to enjoying the company of our friends. I think we would like to have a meal where we sit around the table with the kids and talk about any number of things other than what happened.
Can you do that? Is that possible in Paris right now?
I think so. because we don't have any solution and we all are feeling the same thing. And I don't think sitting around and discussing how we feel and the weight that is on the city and this very strange feeling in the streets, I don't think we need to talk about that. It's not something that one of us is experiencing that another is not. Everybody's experiencing this now, and it's exactly what it was intended. This is what they intended to do. It's sad. They've succeeded, at least in these first 24 hours, they've succeeded in doing exactly what they set out to do.
Paris had already been on guard since January when gunmen attacked the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo and a kosher market there. Now you have these horrendous attacks less than a year later. Had there been a sense among Parisians that this was something that could happen again so soon?
No. I don't believe so. And I believe I think Parisians assumed, as I said, that those were attacks that were targeted attacks. This is a whole different thing. This is completely different. I was in Vermont when Charlie Hebdo happened, this attack. So I wasn't here to experience that. I was in France when 9/11 happened. So I didn't experience that in the United States. I'm here today, and I can feel what those days must have been like. And I don't think anybody foresaw this. I don't think anybody expected this ever to happen here, and certainly not to the extent that it happened.